It's the God G Holy, and this is the Dream Team Manifest. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about deprogramming and reprogram, but as always, first let's thank the universe for allowing us to be in a space where I can say something to you and hopefully it resonates. If it doesn't resonate, let it go, throw it by the wayside, put it in your local trash bin, and get rid of it. And if it does resonate, take it with you, put it in your pocket, put it in your sock, tie it up in your hair, walk with it. Today we're going to talk about deprogramming and reprogram. I notice a lot of people trying to come into concepts that are really above their pay grade, in a way, really above the level where they actually at. So they can't really get it because they kind of understanding it. You know, you can't understand everything. You understand what you're supposed to understand. Sometimes you got to understand. Sometimes you got to outerstand. You know, sometimes you got to stand. So if you bring in preconceived notions in with you, then you're not actually reprogramming, because D comes before R in the alphabet. Not that that has anything to do, but that's just cool shit to say. But I'm saying deprogramming comes before reprogramming, because when you're trying to find, let's say, a simple concept like flat earth, right? People trying to understand flat earth. I'm not saying whether flat earth is real or not. I'm just saying people try to understand it once they come into, you know, contact with it. They be like, man, let me, you know, they take it serious. Let me see what's up with it. So then they trying to get flat earth from a globe earth perspective. So they haven't fully suspended all of their beliefs coming into it. So they would say stuff like, well, if the earth is spinning at such and such, how can it be flat? And it's like, bro, you said the earth was spinning. That's what I'm, like, you coming in with preconceived notions about what you actually going into. It's like, unless I ask you for that, unless I ask you to come in with something pre, if I don't ask you to pregame for this, as far as what you know, then come in not knowing anything is the point. You got to come into something not knowing anything, because if you know something, then you know you don't know something, right? Like, if you learning something but you already know, then you know you kind of messed up. It's like, if I'm trying to teach math and you only count to seven, but I'm teaching math like the regular way that we learn math, like 1 to 10. Your foundation ain't even where it's supposed to be for you to come into this class and fully understand. You gotta let go of all your numbers so I could reteach you 1 to 10, so I can tell you about multiplication and division and things of that nature. It's not going to make sense to you if you can only count to seven. I got to reprogram you. I gotta deprogram you to reprogram you. I got to tell you, yo, forget what you know about 1 through 7. Because 1 through 7 is a whole different dynamic, a whole different paradigm, a whole different. You can't come into the old paradigm with the new. I mean, the new paradigm with the old stuff. We was taught that Pluto was a planet. We was taught that whatever has changed since then. And Pluto apparently is not a planet anymore. You know what I mean? So what if I'm still coming in with my old conception of planetary bodies? And I'm like, yeah, the 9 planets in a science class. They're going to be like, nah. Actually, there's only 8 planets now. And I'm going to have to deal with that. I'm going to have to deprogram the reprogram. I can't keep including Pluto because I want to, but I'm still sitting here trying to get what they telling me. I got to fully let go of what I'm. So this was sparked by a conversation I had with my aunt. And we was talking about God, and, you know, she's a Jehovah's Witness. And a lot of the concepts that I was presenting was too grand for her mind. I was saying things that was really beyond her, but she still wanted to know. Like, she was asking me, no, say it. No, say this, say that. And it's like, unless you know from the bottom up, you ain't really going to get it. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't really getting the, all she know was what was in the book. And the only thing she was referencing was the book. But in order to get me, she would have to put the book down. Because if you keep going back to the book, you still using your old paradigm to try to get the new one. And it don't work like that. So if I say something about God, you don't even know the way I look at God. You don't even know what I'm saying when I say God. Because when I say God to you in your mind, you saying Jehovah. That's not what I'm talking about when I say God, necessarily. You get what I'm saying? So you will have to leave Jehovah at the door and then come in and you know, get this good stuff. So just be mindful of that. Be conscious of the fact that you don't go into a clothes store and try on clothes wearing clothes. It really just don't make sense. If you go into a clothing store and you're trying on clothes, you got to take your clothes off first. Take your clothes off. And in this case, I would say even take your motherfucking drawers off. I need you when you come into a space where you messing with me, because I deal with, yo, man, I'm not here to toot my own horn and shit like that. But if we talking about the science, the real science, and when I say science, I don't really like using that word, but that's what people know. But when we talking about the real deal, I'm the real deal, for real, for real, for real. So you gotta, if you coming in this space, you gotta for real, deprogram yourself. So that you're not bringing old concepts in, trying to get new ones, because you'll never understand that way. You would never, ever, ever understand that way. It don't work like that. So, you know, when you a child and you dealing with childish things, you don't take those things into your adulthood when you're dealing with issues. And it's a reason for that. It's because you hit the next level. All that childish stuff was for the last level. You don't, when you got an issue as an adult, You don't go, you know, as a child, you might throw a tantrum or things of that nature. And you see people as an adult still dealing with issues, throwing tantrums, and then trying to add what they know as an adult on top of the tantrum. The tantrum is the childish stuff. So if you bring that in, it's already in. What you got to do is be a full adult. You can't be a half child, half adult. I don't care what it is. I don't give a fuck if you, this like, you being a Christian and then trying to be Muslim, but still trying to hold on to, Jesus is the only son or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that Muhammad was a messenger that came after Jesus. It's like, you can't do both. You can't, you know, as they say, serve two masters. You can't come in with your own baggage trying to get with somebody else trying to unpack. So just remember that. Keep that in mind. When you really learning something, think about, yo, did I fully deprogram myself already? Am I coming in as a blank slate, or am I coming in as a, you know, am I bringing some of what I already know with me? I ain't saying let it go. I ain't saying like fully forget it. I'm saying suspend it for a while. Because it was a simple concept I was trying to go over with my aunt. I was trying to get her to understand, just basically the nature of this reality. Like I was trying to get her to understand, because she said, well, what is reality to you? And I said, whatever is real. And I was like, I was giving her the video game analogy. I was like, yo, say you born into a video game and all you know is the game from start to finish. If somebody comes and tells you, yo, you know, it's a game, like, you know, it's a like a person with a controller on the other side. And I've said this many times, probably on here many times. If it's a person with a controller on the other side and somebody come tell you that within the video game, you'll be like, man, you crazy. I grew up here. I live here. My mom died here. You know, I went through my hardships here. My kids here or children here, whatever. Right? You wouldn't be trying to hear that because that'd be the reality to you. So when you ask a person like me what's real, I already know what's real is only sensory. It's only your five senses plus your sixth one or your first one, which is intuition. That's what people feel like is real. If you could touch something, it's real. If you could see something, it's real. If you hear something, it's real. You smell something, it's real. You taste something, it's real to you. And if you feel something, it's real. That's the first sense. So you could have all those things within a, like you could put a headset on, right? Like the games they got now, you could put the headset on and you could enter a whole different reality. I just played one recently. It was ridiculous. It was like I was really in that space. Once I subjected my consciousness to the game is so real that now I'm in this space and it's real. The only reason I know it's not real is because, like, it's not exactly, the motion is just like real life. But what's missing is the other stuff. I don't smell nothing. I can't really touch stuff. It ain't so. But if I put little like sensory joints on my fingers, if they had like some fake like aroma, like I don't know if you ever been to like a 4D movie. They like if they get wet on a 4D movie, they might fucking spray you in the movie theater and shit like that to make it seem, you know. So little shit like that. If you know, if I got hit in a boxing game and it actually hurt, like it impacted the side of my face, then yeah, it would be real. I would totally forget I was playing a video game. But that's what I'm saying. She was coming in saying, and this, I'm just using her as an example. I was actually going to do this anyway, but I'm glad that I had that conversation with her so that I could relay what I'm talking about in a real life example that just happened. So what she was saying is, I gave her the video game analogy and she said, well, if you went into the store and you bought a video game, you would know it's a video game. So it's not real. Totally didn't get the concept. Just totally missed it. 100%. Well, life is not a game and this and that. And I'm like, I'm using a game as... And it just became more and more apparent to me that like we wasn't nowhere near on the same level because she refused. She still was coming in with her Bible. And she still was coming in with whatever was real to her. She was trying to get what I was saying, but she didn't leave what she thought about what I was saying at the door. So she couldn't get me. Me, I come into the conversation fully open. Any conversation fully open. She said something to me that I would never say to nobody ever. She said, I'm firm in my beliefs. Let me tell you something right now. If you ever thought I was firm in any belief, you fooled yourself. I would never be firm in any belief. I would never be firm in any way. I would never be solid at any time. I would never solidify anything. I would never say, yo, this is a hardcore fact and that could never be changed. No, 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 no. You just closed your mind off. You just closed your mind off. Like somebody right now that's like, yo, I'm dark skinned, and that's a fact. It's a fact that I'm dark skinned. Well, are you? Because dark skin is relative. Now, we put you next to, like, you know, let's say things change. We find some darker niggas. You know what I'm saying? We find some, like, totally, like, niggas so dark you could fucking see through them and shit. I don't know. They dark. Now, is you dark skin? Because I'm brown skin right now, but it's only relative. If them super dark niggas came on the planet and we found them, and now you thought you were super dark skin, you look at them and be like, damn, I'm kind of like in the middle. Like, I'm brown skin. Now I'm light skin. It's all relative. It's all relative. Is my car fast? Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it, say 120 on the dash. That's fast, I guess, right? Until you think about it in relation to other things. No matter how fast my car is, it would be nowhere near as fast as a plane. So it's all relative. Like Usain Bolt the world's fastest man. Well, that I've been watching track lately. That could be. It's this young boy. He crazy. But Usain Bolt, no matter what he do, could never run as fast as my car. If I'm going 50 miles an hour, Usain Bolt would be left in the dust. And that's not even half of what my car could do. So it's all relative. So if you say something is solid, that means you're not thinking in a circular manner. Like, some people think, for instance, another thing that she was kind of lost on. I was telling her about chakras. And she said, okay, tell me about, because I said, she said, where do you exist? I said, I exist on 7 different levels. Within this space is 7 levels that I exist on, even within this space. So I was just telling her I exist on 7 different levels. And they represented by colors. They represented by chakras. They represented by sounds. They all have their own barriers and their own individual spaces that they live within. And they make up this full space. And I said, yo, it's referenced in your Bible as the 7 seals or the 7 heavens and things of that nature, right? So I was trying to break down kind of the high science of the Bible a little bit to her. And she was just like, tell me about these 7 levels. I was like, okay, let's just go into it as chakras. I was like, okay, I'm going to start at the middle point so that, you know, I'm starting at the right space because everything starts from the middle. She was like, I don't want to know about the middle. I want to know about the beginning. I'm like, but the middle is the beginning. When I say middle, I mean center. See, you're not thinking on a 360-degree level. You're not thinking with the 3 and the 6 at all. You thinking like a ruler. You thinking linear. You thinking 1 inch to 12 inches. No, this is from the center point out. This is the ripple effect. This is the way that life actually works. When an apple drop on the ground, fruit, when we say things come to fruition, if an apple drop on the ground, which is a fruit, where did it come from? The center point. When you eat into that apple and you see the core of the apple, you see what? A seed. Everything grows from the center outward. I don't care what you're talking about. So if you're thinking one inch to 12 inches, you're thinking linear. And once again, you got to deprogram to reprogram. We're not even talking on the same level if you're thinking linear. I'm not thinking linear. When I look up at the time, I'm looking at a clock. The clock got 12 hours this way, 12 hours that way, day and night. But what do the clock do? The clock don't go from 1 to 12 in a linear fashion. The clock go around. The sun is round. The moon is round. Why am I thinking linear? So this is the concept I'm trying to get her to get. And we couldn't even get there. I couldn't even really tell her about the chakras because I'm like, okay, I'm starting at the center point because it's the heart. The heart can even be represented in the physical heart. Like everything in your physical body come from your heart, which is the center space outward. We know that your heart pumps the blood for the rest of your body. The heart is where it's all happening at. Everything else is like a byproduct of what the heart is actually doing. So that's center space thinking. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just coin that. I don't know. Center space thinking versus linear thinking. So point being, just realize when you're doing that, because you could be wasting time. Everybody could be wasting time. I don't believe that was a waste of time. I think we had a good conversation. But I'm saying the time that we spend, if we're going to build with each other, just know that we got to come in open or it ain't really no conversation. It's not a conversation. It's no conversion. Like converse, like back and forth, like, you know, you can't have a conversation without coming into it with a kind of like a blank slate. You know what I'm saying? Because if you come in with your glass full, what can I put in it? That's all I'm saying. And if I come in with my glass full, what can you put in it? And if we come into the table with 2 full glasses, then what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? So deprogram to reprogram. That's all I wanted to say. Be mindful. Be aware when you're doing it. Be aware when you're saying, damn, okay, somebody trying to teach me something. Let me hear them out. Let me deprogram real fast. I don't know nothing. Now teach me everything from the ground. I don't know nothing. Teach me everything. Because some stuff got a foundation that you don't really get. It's beyond your pay grade. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with something being beyond the scope of what you can see right now, because that's why we're here. If we all knew everything, we wouldn't even be here. So just humble yourself. You know what I'm saying? I'm the God Jehovah. This has been the Dream Team Manifest. This is the first one in a while. I was doing the shorts. Seemed like y'all didn't like the shorts at all. So I just stopped, honestly. And I just been waiting to get back to the long form. I wrote some stuff down, but my girl thought it was like such a good idea that I should save it for the book. So I got some good stuff coming, man. I'm a full-time like philosopher. I'm going to keep it real. Like, even if I'm rapping, I'm just a full-time, this is what I do. So stay tuned. I got a bunch of stuff coming. The book's still coming, things of that nature. So, yeah, I'm out of here, man. Y'all have a great one. Wherever you hearing this from, wherever you at, I'm sending not even positivity, because motherfuckers be sending positivity. Nah, I'm just sending energy. I'm just sending love. You know what I'm saying? Love is what it is. So, yeah.